saw a pretty little thing approaching me. Said, I've never seen a man who looks so all alone, or could you use a little company? And if you pay the right price, your evening would be nice, so you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, oh, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. Ain't nothing in this world for free. Oh, no, I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though, you know, I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. You try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you can have my cash at first. You know I got an SMS, you wanna live this kind of life. He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. Ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though, you know, I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. And I'm just in my house. The day was winding down and coming to an end. So I turned on the TV and flipped it over the news. And what I saw, I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs. He taking money from the church, stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But he was still not kissing much, because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek God to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. Ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though, you know, I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Hello and welcome. This is Early Mornings with Lanky Boy. This is Alexander Williams, who has recently reclaimed a show after a week off. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have one very special guest in the studio today, who came on during a sub-hour that I had last week, and is back. Hayden, introduce yourself. There we go. Oh, no. His mic's not on. Now introduce yourself, Aiden.
Thank you, Alex. I'm Aiden.
There we go. Okay. We got some music ready for you. Let's get it going.
Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love. It's all downhill from here.
life, life immortality.
That was Dancing in the Moonlight, the 2001 remix by Top Loader. Before that, we had Pink and White by Frank Ocean. And coming up, we have a couple of songs that were planned if we had our other potential guest, Ethan, on the show. Unfortunately, he did not come for reasons. And so we'll play those. And then after that, we might have a little discussion about microchips being placed into the skins of humans, and we'll have our lovely little PSA read to us by Aiden Bauer. Right, Aiden?
Yes.
Alrighty. Let's get it going.
Step outside, summertime's in blue. Stand up
dark. Girl, I've never loved one like you.
Hey, yeah.
got more songs. That was, I don't know how, but they've found me with Social Climb. Before that, we had Thunderclouds by LSD. Before that, we had Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, and Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. So, Aiden, you showed me an article earlier, and I can't remember a lot of it, but I do remember the part where a Scandinavian country, I believe, right? Can you confirm?
Yes, please. So I saw this on NPR the other day. Thousands of Swedes are inserting microchips under their skin. So I guess this is a thing in Sweden where people are putting these little rice-sized chips into their thumb, and then they use these to like scan into buildings to pay for food or groceries or whatever. This one woman talks about how she uses it at functions for work to like give her LinkedIn information to recruiters.
Okay.
Kind of, I mean, interesting. I'm interested in your take. Do you think you would do this? Would you consider it?
So, the way I'm looking at microchips in general is that it's such a cool piece of technology, and we're already using it for dogs, for tools such as like finding your way or helping them find their way home in case they've wandered off and just sort of gotten lost.
How does that work?
It essentially the same way, where they can be scanned and the microchip has the address of the owner and that sort of thing. And in principle, that's really cool. For humans, I don't know. It's a little bit more, I don't know, iffy, I guess.
Yeah.
Because anyone can read that, and there's going to be sensitive information on these microchips, probably.
It's probably something like NFC, though, where it's passively powered and you can only read it within an inch or maybe 2 inches. So it would probably be hard to read it from afar.
Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like you're definitely putting yourself out there more. You're putting yourself at the risk of something happening.
Maybe, but
rather than otherwise.
I don't know. What about the added convenience? I feel like we put our privacy at risk for convenience all the time. So much of our information is like sold to big companies, and we get better ads because of it.
Yeah, and I have looked into this before, just as like a, well, how much of yourself are you really putting out there? And it's definitely a case of you're putting yourself out there for ads online, but it's more about how willing you are to do such a thing. Like, some people would be terrified that their information is being used to give them better ads, but it's happening to them anyway. And so it's sort of, are you willing to put yourself out there that much, or are you a little bit more confined? Like, it's all about how you view your digital footprint.
You know what would be kind of a deal breaker, I think, is if you could feel it under your skin.
Yeah.
I feel like that would freak me out.
That would be a little bit scary.
If I could, like, feel this little grain of rice stuck in my hand. I don't know.
So you're going all in on these microchips. Like, if they came to the U.S., would you just be in the first lines to grab one? Or?
I don't think I would, but I don't know. Just imagine, like, how many times throughout the day do you have to, like, swipe into a building here or, like, pay for something. You go to CVS, you just swipe your thumb and you're done.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in terms of convenience, that's pretty awesome, but I don't know if I want that to be embedded within my body.
I mean, you can always take it out.
Because on the other hand, you could also just sort of have the, like, have a NFC card do the same functions, but right, like, but that's going to be problematic in and of itself.
Leave that places.
You can leave that places, which is a little bit dangerous, but I don't know. I don't really want my thumb to have all this power.
No one's thumb should have all that.
Like, having discrete tools for each and every action, I feel like that's not a bad thing. Although you can feel free to disagree at any point, but
I don't know. I mean, I was definitely initially kind of hesitant. I feel like I would definitely look into it a little bit, before having, and especially, I mean, if it wasn't adopted, like if I couldn't actually use it to pay for things or to swipe into buildings, there would obviously be no point.
Yeah. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but from your perspective, it's only useful if you can do it for multiple things.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose that's fair. You have to absolutely, like, it's not a very invasive procedure, I'm guessing. It's sort of like just an injection.
No, it sounds like they take a little needle and they just put it right in your thumb.
Ooh. You see, when I was thinking of this, I was thinking, like, just sort of the dogs where they put it into, like, your shoulder or your upper body somewhere.
No, I guess it's because you just use your hand to pay for things or to get into buildings.
Okay. The getting into buildings thing, I might, like, I'd sign on for that, but that's only because I'm currently a college student and I need to do that a lot. Like, to get into here, I need to swipe in 3 times. To get into my room, I need to swipe in. To get a meal, I need to swipe in. To go back to my room after getting a meal, I need to swipe in either once or twice. So there's a lot of swiping going on.
So you think it is about the convenience, though? If it was really convenient, would you consider it?
I think if I had, it's sort of like most things, if I had a pressing need for it, where it would make my life that much better that quickly, I might go for it. But until it's, like, proven to drastically improve my life within first implanting it, unless that happens, I don't know if I could justify having something put under my skin. That was, what was that? Comfort Me by Urban Cone, by the way. Let's see. Yeah, you have a little PSA for us.
I do. I picked this one mostly because of the first sentence, so you'll have to bear with me for the rest of the PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and at intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signs. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO and Medford.
Be safe out there. That was Little Things by Lemaitre, new song out. Right now we have another request by our lovely Aiden. Aiden, what song is this?
A little bit more Frank Ocean. This is Lost.
Awesome.
And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wear the work I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish, I don't wish the titties for sure. No, have I ever let you get caught? No. Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. She's at a stove, can't believe I got her out here cooking dough.
Cooking dough.
I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday. Nothing wrong with the lie. Nothing wrong with another short plane ride through the sky. You and I are lost in the heat of it. Lost on a train, lost.
never lie to you, but it's hard when the truth is such a shame. I never wanted to say I'm sorry, but sorry is all I can say.
That was When I Dream by San Cisco, which apparently wasn't even in the radio station database, but now it is. Before that, we had Social by Small Pools. And now we have Burn It Down by Linkin Park, because we're in that sort of mood.
Cycle repeat. is our identity. Cloaking in the back of my mind, I've been caught by dark condition memory. Oh my, what the hell is feeding into me? Heading for collision in the weight of intimation. I've been thinking, is it really that time? I've been torn by the new force of an enemy. Oh my, dark condition.
Me down below.
The end, the end.
Well, it's been a fun show. This is Long Way Down by Robert DeLong, which we're unfortunately going to cut off in a sec. Before that, we had Oh My by Boosika. This is Alexander Williams from Early Mornings with Lanky Boy and our lovely guest,
Aiden. Thank you for having me, Alex.
It's been a lot of fun. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford. Up next, we have You're Crashing, But You're No Wave by Fall Out Boy.
Standing and bravado,
the city sleeps in a cell, notwithstanding what.